have the real honor of being joined by Ashley Gerecht. A while back, Ashley and a couple of her daughters and a couple other folks were practicing their constitutional rights and praying in front of a Planned Parenthood in inner city Philadelphia on 12th and Locust Street. And about that time, unfortunately, they were accosted by one of my colleagues, Democrat Representative Brian Sims. And Ashley, why don't you tell us what sort of transpired from that point forward?
Thank you for having me. So we went there. It was Holy Thursday. We went that morning as a prayerful act of service before our family entered into the Easter Triduum services. And my daughters, their friend, and I, we were just there at the corner of the property line praying a rosary for the women going in and out of the clinics. And so about 20 minutes after we got there, we were aggressively approached by a man who we learned later was State Representative Brian Sims. He was very angry. He was very aggressive, especially towards the girls. He was calling them really insulting names and accusing them of being that they should be ashamed of what they were doing, telling us that we were bullying and being racist, which was preposterous because we were there peacefully and asking women of all races to give life to their children. But anyway, he was so aggressive toward the girls that I had to stand in between him and my daughters because I was worried that he was going to actually get too close to them. And then he eventually left. We thought it was over. We prayed for him. We forgave him. And then we finished our rosary. About 10 minutes later, as we were in the process of leaving that location, he came back, but this time he had his phone camera and he pointed the lens right at the three girls and said that he would give a $100 donation to Planned Parenthood if anybody could provide their identities on the internet for him. And so that was obviously deeply concerning for me as a mother. I tried again to interact with him peacefully and productively, and he just continued on his own diatribe. And so we thought it was better just at that point to leave.
Yeah, I really appreciate you being here and sharing your story. I mean, it's inexcusable on a number of levels. I think particularly when he not only abused his power as a state representative, but the last part you talked about where he put your girls' faces online, you know, very threatening to say the least, inexcusable. And my colleague, Representative Jerry Knowles, who I happened to sit beside on the House floor, which has been one of the great joys I've had being here the first 6 months. He has introduced a resolution. It's not a bill, but a resolution that would censure Representative Sims, which I think is the least we can do. And I'm proud to say that I've co-sponsored that. We're up to close to 40 co-sponsors. We're hoping to cross that threshold today. Unfortunately, we don't have any bipartisan support to date. It's all on the Republican side, but we're encouraging our colleagues. I think if any of us were in the situation that Representative Sims finds himself, that he put himself in, and if we did what he did, I would certainly expect to be censured. So, you know, the Bible says, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And to me, this is just consistent with what I would expect. So we'll wrap up here, but just tell us maybe a little bit about how you're going to spend the day and what you're hoping to accomplish. And I just want to say thank you very much for you being here and thank your daughters for me, if you would, please.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you again for your co-sponsorship and to all the other co-sponsors. So my point being here is really just to speak to every representative that I can and make sure that they understand that beyond the abortion issue, this is a First Amendment rights issue, that my daughters and I were peacefully exercising our constitutionally protected rights. And then it was a state elected representative who was attacking us and trying to intimidate us out of exercising those rights. So this goes beyond the pro-life issue. This goes beyond partisanship. This really goes to the core of our Constitution.